I'm joined in studio by Grace Willence. That means it's Monday.
How are you,
Monday,
Pat?
It must be Grace, or it's Grace, it must be Monday. It's one of those. Grace, how's things going on the Intercultural Media Project?
Things are good. They're moving along smoothly.
Yeah, and what's happening in terms of the participants and the programmes they're making?
In terms of the programmes they're making, participants have been meeting in their production teams to plan what exactly they'll be talking about within their programming. So some of the ideas that have come out of this have been really brilliant. Participants are interested in looking at storytelling and the motifs that run throughout stories between cultures,
okay,
and perhaps getting intergenerational storytelling teams together to sort of bring out what some of these commonalities are in storytelling between cultures and the themes that emerge. They're also looking at issues such as domestic work,
okay,
and abuses that occur within domestic work.
Sure.
Some of our participants would have pretty good links with organizations that do
work
advocacy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, around these issues.
Yeah.
And, the ideas for programs are really varied. Other ideas have included talking about migrants in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered community.
Okay.
And also focusing in on a program called Pathways to Work. One of the project participants and I had gone to the Pathways to Work launch, which just took place a couple of weeks ago. And what it focuses on is migrant access to work and education.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when are these to kick off? I mean, when can we hope to hear the first program?
Yeah, the due date or anticipated series launch date is in the middle of July.
Okay.
This could get pushed back to the end of July.
Okay.
If participants don't feel quite ready.
Yeah, yeah.
But so far they've completed their assignments. They're working on their first programs. So hopefully we'll hit that date of, I believe it's the Monday in the third week of July.
Okay, all right. And what time of the day do you hope to for these to go out? Is that decided yet?
Yeah, we're hoping they'll be Mondays at 6:30 p.m.
All right,
but
okay,
we've yet to completely finalize that and put the promo together.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you listen out, we should have the promo up by next week or the week after.
And what are some of the more controversial issues in your training?
Yeah, one thing we keep coming back to is we've looked at the co-op's guidelines for balanced reporting.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something we actually find quite tricky,
yeah,
because the whole theme of our project is to increase the number of migrant voices.
Sure.
And a different take on migrant issues and the way migrants are perceived in the media. However, this project was initiated to correct an imbalance in the way migrants are represented and their participation in media. However, that's not actually balanced.
Yeah, yeah.
That's correcting a larger national balance or perceived balance in mainstream media.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas actual balanced reporting would provide for, say, you're having a panel discussion, you'd include the voices of migrants,
mm-hmm,
but who are for migration and migrant rights.
Mm-hmm.
But then in order to balance it, would you then have to include the voices of those who are against migrant presence in the country?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that we struggle with a lot as
a group in
our discussions.
Yeah, and I know it's not quite. It's kind of analogous. I know in people working on environmental issues in the media have faced that crisis whereby when they have someone on who speaks about the dangers of global warming and subscribes to that view, they often then have felt the need to find someone, although they may be in a minority, they have to find someone who's a countervailing voice to that and says that global warming is fictitious,
mm,
and it can create the impression that there is a much greater, much greater split inside the scientific community around that issue when there isn't. by virtue of the fact. So I suppose the point I'm trying to make is that I don't know, is it really necessary to have someone who wants to speak against migrants on balance? I don't know. It's a tricky one.
Yeah, it's a difficult question. And you also have to be aware of towing that line between someone's opinion and actually broadcasting an opinion which might incite others towards violence or make other people's situation more difficult.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't give you the answer to that one. No. And the feedback you're getting from the training, has it been?
Yeah, the formal training for the most part has been wrapped up, but feedback was really positive. And we were grateful to participants for all the comments they gave us. A lot of the general comments were very positive, but participants were also looking for more learning targets. Yeah. I think a lot of times when you're learning this stuff, people want to know that they're on the right track and that they've absorbed everything they're meant to.
Yeah.
So that's something for us to look at the next training. A few participants said it was actually difficult for them to follow trainings because we used so many Irish cultural references.
And idioms.
And this was actually quite difficult because half the class couldn't always follow along. So that's definitely something for us to be
and
aware of in
future. And I
imagine
there might be a reluctance then for people to be continually interjecting to say, I don't understand.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's a difficult one.
Though sometimes that's helpful for us to understand when we're doing it. Because I think some of these things become so second nature.
Mm-hmm.
Being conscious of when you're doing them is actually quite difficult.
Anything else you care to add, my dear?
Let's see. No, I think that's about everything. I mean, in general, participant feedback has been quite good.
Okay.
Grace,
we'll look forward to hearing the first programmes when they... We'll give them a little bit of a promo when the time comes.
Great.
But in the meantime, keep up the good work.
Thanks very much, Pat.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Okay.
Thanks.